For the first time, one of President Bush's judicial nominees has been rejected. This evening, the Senate Judiciary Committee, under Democratic control, voted against the appeals court nomination of Charles Pickering, who is currently a district judge. The vote was 10-9, strictly along party lines. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is back from Capitol Hill. Nina, why did the Democrats say they voted against Judge Pickering?
Well, they had a lot of reasons. They said they didn't like his civil rights, voting rights, employment discrimination decisions, that they were hostile to minorities. But they focused most of their fire on Judge Pickering's conduct on the bench, which they said unethical conduct, particularly in a cross-burning case that he handled in 1994. And in that case, he intervened with the Justice Department, put pressure on prosecutors, told them to go as high up as the Attorney General, all in aid of getting a sentence, which was a mandatory sentence, reduced for the guy who'd been convicted of burning a cross on an interracial couple's property. In the end, the Justice Department caved in. The sentence was reduced. And he then sealed the record. So they didn't come out until his second hearing, actually. So the Democrats said that that was a clear violation of the canons of ethics. They also said it was a violation of the canons of ethics for him to have solicited attorneys who appeared before him to write letters in support of him and ask those attorneys to send them to him rather than to the Judiciary Committee, the implication being that he would screen out anything that he didn't like. Hmm.
And how did the Republicans respond to those complaints?
Well, the Republicans said that Judge Pickering is a man of righteousness, that he has a fine civil rights record, that he was rated well qualified by the American Bar Association, that he graduated at the top of his class, that he had testified, in fact, in the 1960s in a criminal case against the leader of the Ku Klux Klan, which was an extremely dangerous thing to do in those days, that it cost him an election, put his family in jeopardy, that he went ahead and did it because he thought it was right. And they said basically that his reputation was being unfairly smeared.
Let's talk about the politics of this vote today. Do the Democrats see this as payback for the way that President Clinton's judicial nominees were handled by the Senate when the Republicans were in control?
Well, everybody in this fight sees himself as the voice of virtue and honor. So let's start with that as a given. And the Republicans, however, do acknowledge that they treated some of President Clinton's nominees unfairly. And there were a couple of dozen of them who never got hearings, never got a vote, simply died of no action. Senator Leahy said today, patting himself and the Democrats on the back, that they had done a lot to fix this, that they that there are no more secret holds on nominations, that hearings are progressing. And he noted that they have confirmed more judges in the first 9 months of Democratic control of the Senate than the Republicans did in three of the last four Clinton years in office when they controlled the Senate. So that being said, you could say, well, they were saying it wasn't payback. But then in the next breath, they said, and by the way, this circuit that Judge Pickering is nominated to, the Fifth Circuit, President Clinton nominated three people to this circuit who sat around for well over a year waiting for a hearing, never got a hearing, never got a vote. And because of that obstructionism, here are all these vacancies that you're now going to fill with Bush appointees. So in that sense, I think you could probably say it is payback.
Well, President Bush, who urged approval of Judge Pickering, actually did so at a rare news conference that he held yesterday, has also asked the Democratic leader of the Senate, Majority Leader Daschle, to bring this nomination up for a vote by the full Senate on the floor, not just the committee. Is that likely to happen?
No. The Senate works on a committee system, and when a nomination dies in committee, and this one had three votes, to report it favorably, to report it with no recommendation, to report it unfavorably, and the Democrats said no deal on any of them. Mm-hmm. And in a committee system, it means that when it dies, it dies. Now, there may be some machinations to try to get this to the floor, but in the end, the Democrats have a one-vote majority in the Senate, and it would take 60 votes to break a filibuster, so this just isn't going to happen, and I don't know of it ever having happened in the past in a similar situation either.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting that the Senate Judiciary Committee has rejected President Bush's nomination of Judge Charles Pickering to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.